Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, it's not even November yet. It's October 30th, 2023, with Halloween and grandkids tomorrow. Now, what we're going to be doing, we're having separate interviews with a lot of people that are here visiting, interning, having their own education expanded on liberty with Project Arizona, projectarizona.us. Now, there are people from Poland, Georgia, Argentina, Spain, India, Japan. I mean, this is a wide range. We do this every year, talk to the young people, young men and women. Now, they usually range, you know, from some teenagers, you know, like get 19 in there every now and then. Usually the average in their mid-20s. Sometimes you get up in, you know, a little more experience, you know, their early 30s. But they're young, and they have a future, and they want to share. Well, our next guest, Maria Lobo Murga. Am I saying that right?
Yes, it's right. Okay. Hello, Ernie.
Thank you. Go ahead and put it right in front of your mouth. Right?
Okay.
There you go. Okay, now Maria is from Argentina. Now, one of the things that got us excited, even before we got back to Arizona, we knew we were always getting a chance to talk to him. And I'm going, oh, Argentina. Right when, you know, this Javier Milei is up there yelling and screaming and so on. To get the back, the one thing that was of interest to me, there's always Latin America radical candidates coming out, and they always get shot. You know, they come up and they get a lot of following and support, and they're dead. You know what I mean? You know, they make sure that they don't want that to happen. Now, Milei has survived that, maybe because he's crazy. You know, he's out there being all in their face. But what was interesting to me is how he was portrayed on the in the mainstream media here, the Wall Street Journal or Washington Post. I think it was Wall Street Journal. The first thing they say, oh, the guy, he's got like crazy Trump hair.
Yes.
I'm going, really? That's it?
No, they say that.
I know. I'm going, that's all. I'm worried about somebody's hair, you know, somebody's skin color, somebody's race, somebody's language, somebody's religion. I mean, it's always something, who cares? But I am very interested in to have a candidate that wins his party primary, comes in second, forces a runoff that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. I mean, you know, pretty soon. So he could very well be president of Argentina if they let him. I don't know how that's going to happen. But Maria's going to tell us about it. I asked her at an event that we got to meet a little bit, discussion group, and I'm going, all right, how did this happen? So go ahead and elaborate on that. Yep, she knew. So I'm going to go ahead and elaborate, tell the audience, how the heck did a, you know, rock band economist,
yes,
rock and roll and right, anarchist up there showing the half gold and black anarchist flag, explaining, calling bureaucrats everything but human. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
So how did that happen?
Okay. First of all, the next elections are on November the 19th. So you have to see what happening there. Okay, Milei is an economist, as you said. He is a free market economy. He started his career like a public person talking in YouTube, in some media. He started going to the television, and mostly he started talking to young people.
Before
he was a politician. So he started talking to the young people that he was not agree with the state, with the government running, with the politics that were going through in that moment. So he started shouting, as you said, about free market economic and liberalism, and what and many stuff that young people didn't know about it, because we have another type of education in our schools. And I think young people translate that to their homes and give the message. It was that the most important thing that he does. And many young people now starting to think about entrepreneurship, about business, about not living from the state. And that was the main point he was telling the people. And I think that's the most exciting thing that he has.
Okay, why was that in a socialist country? Yes. I would say socialist.
Yes.
You know, it didn't used to be. I mean, back in the day, I mean, you know, Buenos Aires was beautiful. You know, Argentina had a thing going on, which is why all the Germans wanted to go there.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
yeah, we're going to Argentina. But the why was it popular amongst the youth? Because here they're all, oh, no, we've got to be socialist. We're not socialist enough.
Yes.
Capitalism bad.
Okay.
It's bad. So they're being rebel for that. But in Argentina, the youth are like, man, the status quo, the socialism sucks.
Yes,
you know, we need. So
that's true.
Why? Because they're experienced. Did they get exposed to it some other way, or Malay, you know, just injected it?
I think it's a simple math question. You have a lot of poverty, many people living from the state, a lot of inflation. We have a huge inflation every year. This year it's around 120 inflation. In this 2023, and when people is not still living as they were, they start thinking about what's happening in the country. Before, they seem to be very accustomed to this type of government and the huge government that was solving all their problems. But the last few years, we have this huge poverty, like 40%, around 40%, and this huge inflation. So people is getting poorer, and they start thinking what's happening here. And I think there are many economists that start speaking after Milei, and at the same time, and telling people that they have to open their eyes and see that the state is spending too much of their money, and they are asking for so much taxes, and that's the reason we have a huge inflation now.
Well, they understand it. I mean, is it being they didn't? They're not getting it in school.
That's
I mean,
a, that's
how do you a, even know?
Okay.
You go. I'm Maria. I'm an economist. I know what's up.
Yes.
Yeah? How?
Yes.
Why?
I think the Milei was one of the was more important. Was very important for this thing, because young people didn't want to know about economy. But when they are thinking about their future, and then someone come and tell them, you gotta have a better future than your father, than your parents, that makes them think about it. And Milei have a very huge work in this stuff. So young people.
He's in a rock band. He out doing? He's doing economic math on the whiteboard on stage. What?
He was shouting. I don't know. I think that there was people needed something like this. I know that the people were not good, so they started to think about what will happen to us. It happened something similar here, that one person comes in and tell me, oh, we have a huge inflation here in the United States, yeah. And now we go to the supermarket and there are some stuff that we can't buy. What is going to happen with us? And I think that when people is not feeling comfortable with the situation, they must start thinking about other alternatives. And in that situation, Milei came and started with a huge movement of liberty in Argentina.
Okay, now were you liberty-oriented, capitalist-oriented, whatever's going on is not working before Milei? I mean, you know, did he encourage you or did you jump on it? And was your first response, he's not doing it right. He's a little too crazy. I can't believe you need to, you know, my mother-in-law is not going to invite him over for Christmas. I mean, you know, you see my point?
It was, yes.
You know, but just like people are so polarized against Trump, yes, because he's just, you don't want to take him to a party. I mean, you know, he's, yes, just so, ew.
That's right.
You know, so I got the impression you were like, man, if he would, you know, trim his hair and say it right and not curse so much, it might be better. He's not doing it right.
Okay, yes, yes. But there is one important point here that normally we think only about the person, the guy that is winning the election or the president or the person that is in government and have the power. But I think that he must be the president or not. There is a lot of people changing their minds, and that is the huge point in here that we have to pay attention, that Argentina and other countries in Latin America are thinking different, are trying to solve their problem and not looking only for the government as they used to do before. And that's the most important
that
thing
is the win
here. Yes.
That is the win right there. Now,
yes,
were you surprised he did as well as he did in the primary, that he came in a very close second?
That was amazing.
Did it surprise you?
Yes, yes. The primary, no one expected that. No one, consultancy business, nobody knows about what was happening in the primary, and they didn't expect these results.
Okay, were they surprised by him,
yes,
almost winning? I mean, he's in the top two going for Presidente,
yes,
of Argentina. I,
yes,
mean, you know, so is that a surprise?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
Because
they won't let him? You think there's going to be election fraud? You think they're just going to shoot him? You think there's just no way in heck is he going to be allowed to be president? I mean, do you have that feeling?
We didn't expect so much people was going to support him. We think that people was saying, oh, this fantastic guy that tell us about economy, but supporting with his vote, it was much too much for us. And it was fantastic, so.
Well, what do you think the sentiment is now? You had, right before the election, the guy that represents the establishment,
yes,
there, edged him out by a few percentage points or whatever. You have to get 45%,
yes,
in order to be elected.
Yes.
You don't have to get a majority, but you have to at least get 45%. Well, they didn't. Nobody did. So now it's a top two. They're going to the election. Well, right before the election, for this guy to kind of edge him out a little bit, he reduced taxes, he gave out free bus passes, and, you know, gave him extra sprinkles on their ice cream cone or something. You know, I mean, you know, he was really, really,
yes,
pushing it.
Yes.
So he kind of edges out a little bit. Are they going to keep doing that kind of stuff? What do you think? Are they going to have election fraud? Are they going to allow Milei to win? Is that even possible?
I don't think now it's a problem of the government, but it's something only about the people. What people is thinking now about having such as person, such a, about having a person such as Milei as president. I don't know if so much people is going to trust on him and to support him in this next elections. I hope so, because
But he's already won. It's already done.
Yes,
he's already infected. It's over.
The most important here is that many people have been supporting him in the last election. So I am proud about my country and what is happening now. I don't know if it will change in these elections, but it is something that has started. So I think in the next years it will be increasing so much.
Okay, so it's a validation. You will end on this because it's a validation of you taking these positions.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you probably have friends, family, neighbors, you know, associates, fellow peers, schoolmates, whatever. They're like, Maria, you just crazy. You're dumb. You're doing it wrong. And then this happens, and you're going, waka, 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 waka. You know, a little bit of, you know, taking a victory lap here. But what's your plan for the future? Sooner or later, he's going to be in there, be gone, be dead, be whatever. But are you going to be part of the advancement of this ideology in Argentina?
Yes, for sure. There are two things that I am running now. That first of all, I run as a legislator in my parliament. We have elections in my state on June, so I am involved on politics, and I am trying to be that free market, most teaching education, being part of the change. And I am not only doing that in Argentina, but in Latin America with some other foundations. We have told you about Student for Liberty or FEE, that is Foundation for Economic Education here in the United States. And I have been speaker in the World Conference in Madrid. So I think that will be my path, telling people that free market is an individual freedom is what we have to share as communities, as all the society to be better.
Well, how do you? I mean, is there a job for Maria Waiten as an economist activist? You know, you're just going to slide right into the cabinet. You're going to be Malay's, you know, press secretary or something. I mean, you know, so I would think that in a minority, you're definitely in a minority, being a capitalist or an anarcho-capitalist or an anarchist or a none-your-businessist or something. Yes. You know, is that shunned? They don't want to hire you? Oh. They don't need you doing it? I mean, so is it your major? Is that what you're going to be? An economist in Argentina. That is what you want to do?
Not really. I am focusing on Latin America mostly. I like international relationships, so I like spreading the message in all over the Latin American world. And I don't know what's happening if Milei wins. I really don't know. I haven't think about it working with them, but I mostly hope that now they are with Macri and the pro party. I am most with them, and we are sharing ideas and we are supporting Milei. So it may happen, but it is not what I'm thinking about. I don't think the state has to be huge. I think the state has to be. We have to have a little state. So for me, it is important to spread the message, to educate people, and to give the younger almost this message so they can have their own.
They can be inspired.
Yes, yes, and have their own individual freedom since they are child. There is a huge problem in Latin America with this thinking. So we have to spread the message.
You're thinking,
that is the most important thing.
Latin America, you know, take the successes of Argentina, you're going to spread it.
Yes.
We're going to do it. And I'm wondering, you know, as a mother, you know, as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know, as a, you know, CEO of a whatever, of selling, you know, the best paper plates ever. Yes. I mean, you know, something. You know, see, I'm looking what you're thinking that's going to sustain you. Do you want to, like, have a think tank, you know, have funding.
Yes.
Going, you want to see Latin America rock and roll? Talk to Maria. We're going to take care of business.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of what you're kind of locked into this advocacy.
Yes, yes, that's right. That is what I'm trying to do, and I think I have been doing a little bit of that. So I am happy about it.
Well, I'm really happy that you're happy. We've been covering this. Because we're a new site and we cover that, and I'm going, ooh, I see where this is going. And you always knew eventually it was going to be time.
Yes.
That people were just going to, I mean, after Argentina goes through this cycle of hyperinflation about every freaking decade,
yes.
And at some point there's going to be an abandonment of this.
Yes.
And the ideology of socialism as it's just been retried and you did it wrong. We're going to do it right now, you know, around the world, that your generation represents an abandonment and an understanding and an education that they're getting in real time to see that's not the choice. We need to do something else. And the fact that you're there to help navigate that for them,
that's,
you know,
for sure.
That is definitely a needed thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so glad you're doing
you.
It.
Thank you
so very much.
Much.
Give me, you know, if there's a web page or a project that you want to promote of what you're doing in Argentina, you know, please take the time now to do it.
Okay. I have my Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, and my Facebook and all that with my name, Maria Lobo Murga.
We all know how to spell that.
Okay.
All right. Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Lobo, well, that's how I say it.
L-O-B-O,
Murga, M-U-R-G-A, Maria Lobo Murga, and from Argentina.
Yes.
So I just did.
You can join me in many, many social networks, and I am doing my webpage. So we will have it, I think, in next month. So, and I want every people that knows that this is the best idea to have free market, don't shout your mouth and start speaking about it, because many people can be inspired of people here in the United States. And I think now it's time to share our values, not to be
where
shy.
Where did you get these values? Before you go, I always ask, you know, where this came from? Your mom?
No,
you know,
not exactly.
What? I mean, from where? A cartoon you saw? I mean, what? Something.
I don't know the place. But I am like a free individual since I was born. I am free. I am free. I am a free soul. So I cannot even imagine the state or the government not letting me be free. And I have been a lot of poverty and a lot of people that doesn't know all these things and they do not have this education. So it... make me try to spread the message.
Make sure they understand why they're poor.
Yes,
yes. Let me
tell
you why you're poor.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Please.
Because you pay so much taxes that you cannot even have your money in your pocket. So you have to vote differently.
At some point, you get Maria's. Well, we got more people coming up. Next, we're going to talk to Rita. This is going to be an interesting day. You guys hang out right there. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
You bet.